Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. We continue here. We'll take your calls about anything, of course. But we had Brian on the line in Texas at the very end of our last hour, for those of you just tuning in. And he brought to our attention the story that just broke yesterday about a former soldier found dead at the Fort Hood Memorial Wall. He pointed out that it's barely getting any coverage in the news media, and he's right. If you look for, Fort Hood soldier suicide, there's not much there. In fact, the Austin Statesman doesn't have much to say about it. It's a quick three-paragraph story. Fort Hood officials are investigating the death of a former soldier who was found shot to death near the memorial wall of the post 1st Cavalry Division at about 9:15 yesterday morning. The veteran's death is being investigated as a possible suicide. Officials have not released the former soldier's name pending notification of family, but an Army official said the veteran was a former member of the 1st Cavalry Division who left the Army last year. The 1st Cavalry Division's memorial wall, located near their headquarters, honors the 730 soldiers killed during the division's three deployments to Iraq. So, presumably, this man took his own life in front of this memorial wall. And Brian brings this up for a couple points. One, that everybody's being distracted by Jared Loeffner and they're not paying attention to other news media stories out there that may also be important. And two, this is an indicator. This is one example of a real problem when it comes to the U.S. military, and that is that the U.S. military members, I believe specifically the Army, correct me if I'm wrong on this, are taking their lives at a greater rate. Then is it all of history, or is it just the recent history?
The only statistics I had heard was that suicides outranked on battle deaths as to the reason for death of people in the Army.
Do you think that's a first? Do you think it's the first time something like that has happened?
It seems shocking to me.
Certainly, it certainly does. So you've got people who are taking their lives in droves. But it also kind of reveals or belies the fact that there are some majorly messed up people out there as a result of what they've experienced in these theaters of war, in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places that the U.S. military sends these folks. They're so messed up in the head that they are taking their own lives. But how many of them are just messed up enough to where they're not going to take their own lives? Like, if thousands are taking their own lives, if thousands of U.S. military members are so far gone and so detached from reality that they're committing suicide, or they believe, it's just they're so obsessed with the thoughts about what they experienced, they can't get it out of their heads. Who knows what their reasons are? But how many more of them? Is it five times the amount? How many more of them are being treated for psychological problems? Permanent trauma, PTSD. What kind of lifelong psychological issues will these people have?
Lots of them.
And how many of them are there? Because we know how many are killing themselves, but we don't know how many of them are going to bed with nightmares and are waking up with cold sweats.
I can't imagine too many people that go into battle, like in real battle. I'm talking about, stinking, bloody bodies of men, women, and children. Perhaps seeing it from a distance or something like that, the people that were scooping potatoes, ironing clothes, and delivering the mail for the Army, even if they were in the green zone or whatever. And I understand those people had their jobs to do, whatever. But I'm talking about infantry in battle zones. I can't imagine any of them walk out, too many of them walk out without some kind of mental issues. I mean, that's horrifying stuff.
Yeah. So I think that's the other part that's important to point out about this. This soldier that killed himself is just an indicator of a much, much wider problem. I'm glad that Brian brought it up tonight.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's it draws my mind back to this the soldier that was talking about these drop weapons that they had, which is an infantry soldier in Iraq was talking about. I think he was a Marine actually, was saying that they kept weapons. They actually had weapons for the soldiers basically to take with them. Their commanding officers had these weapons. They didn't really entirely say it, but they get it from their NCOs and stuff, that take these weapons if you, you know, have a situation, you just need to put a AK-47 on somebody, then, you know, do that. So they had these, what they called drop weapons. They dropped them on somebody that they killed accidentally. They thought was a bad guy, wasn't a bad guy, whatever.
Cops do that, too.
Yeah, it happens. And they, you know, they dropped this on them, and, you know, the problem's taken care of. He also was telling a situation where he was trying to get a 9-year-old boy to safety, had his intestines blown out or something like that, and the commanding officer's like, leave him! Leave him! You know, just telling him not to worry about it, and I get in that the heat of the moment that your soldier's more valuable than a civilian. I understand where he's coming from on that one, but it's, you know, hopefully this is the way that some of our soldiers are acting. You know, and just these situations. Another soldier, a different one on this this panel that I was watching, was talking about his commanding officer, which was you know, would congratulate everyone on their first confirmed kill.
Oh, geez.
And then he also offered a, I think it was a weekend or week-long furlough to the first soldier to kill somebody with a bayonet or battle knife.
So wow, that's sick.
The first knife killing.
Well, of course, that's what they're trained for. They're trained to go kill as many as possible.
Yeah.
And that's
where
you get your badges and your achievements, I suppose.
It's just that suggestion really shows the sadistic mentality of some of these people, that the absolute psychopathy, if you will.
And the problem is that we have this apparatus called the military, which was, you know, it was designed to battle other people in uniforms, and that really doesn't happen anymore. It hasn't happened in decades.
It happened at the beginning of the Second Iraq War, and it didn't last very long.
Not very long, no. So what you have is the situation where these, you know, you're using them as a police force. Mm-hmm. When you're sending them among civilians and they're fighting people who look like civilians, that's a policing situation because somebody has to make a decision as to whether this is a good guy or a bad guy.
It didn't work very well the last time the Soviet Union was in Afghanistan. And it's not going to work very well this time either.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what what are we there at Afghanistan for?
The U.S. military is.
The U.S. What is the what am are the tax paying dollars of U.S. citizens going to do in Afghanistan? What's the purpose?
I don't. Is there oil in Afghanistan?
No. They said something about pipeline. They said stuff about rare earth minerals.
There's the heroin.
Yeah,
that's there.
Certainly.
Lots of opium. Lots of opiates, or poppies being grown. But so some would suggest they're there to protect that. But others would point out that it's really just all about expanding the military-industrial complex and giving them reasons to blow up bombs and fire bullets so they can order more. And they can, you know, order more tanks and body armor and stuff like that.
And don't forget, the United States government is running in a deficit at this point. I mean,
they've always been.
Except
the Clinton years.
There was 1 year in the Clinton administration that it didn't occur. But so that means that they're not just spending this money; they're borrowing this money to have this war. So, and you know, there's so much debt. It's not even this generation that's paying for it. So when you say, "Yeah, rah, let's go out there and kill us some Arabs," wait a second. You're making a decision for your grandchild or your child to have to pay this debt off. It's not even your money you're spending. You can wave the flag all you want. You're a stinking thief.
Doesn't matter because they don't agree with us. So we have to fix that. Bring democracy.
Whatever bring democracy means.
Yeah.
I'm sure they really want democracy when their kid's lying in a broken puddle in front of them. Give me some more of that frickin' democracy.
Yeah,
the
we
one
can
that
vote.
Blows up my children. I love that democracy.
1-800-259.
Sick hawks. People
who
just want to kill people.
It's 800-259-9231. Man, I totally understand where you're coming from. But maybe they'll get some more money now because there are new tax laws that have been put in effect. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. Rich is on the line in Montana. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I need to ask Mark a question if I heard him right at the beginning of your show.
Yep.
How do you come up with Mein Kampf being far right wing?
That's
good question.
Far right wing?
Let's talk a little bit about it.
Far left wing?
I don't know. Hang on a moment. I mean, Hitler was essentially a socialist, so...
No, he wasn't. Hitler took over the National Socialist Party. That
really?
Make him a socialist.
Okay, well, more coming up here. If I call myself a socialist, I'd expect to be a socialist. More coming up. You can take control.
Call myself a butterfly. 800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live.
very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLive. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam, and you can watch it for free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. Also, the chat room built into the same page. So you can watch, you can listen, you can chat all at the same time. If you'd like, go to cam.freetalklive.com. Do it for free. And thanks to Memory Dealers for making it possible.
Yeah, Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number as we continue here. Rich is on the line in Montana. Rich, you brought up a question regarding something that Mark suggested in the last hour. We were talking about the crazed shooter, Jared Loughner, and what his political beliefs, if they can be identified, what they might be, because it's hard to identify anything. This guy is totally nuts. We read some excerpts of some of his writings to prove that. And so I had said that, well, he's got books that are very far left in his, or at least one book that's very far left in his reading list, his recommended reading list, and that was the Communist Manifesto. And then, Mark, you made this statement that he also has Mein Kampf, and so therefore that's far right. And Rich was asking, what's your justification for that statement, Mark?
Well, first, Rich, I'd ask you, do you have a horse in this?
Yep,
that?
You're right here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Just wanted to get Mark's answer, though, before you...
Do you have a horse?
Go ahead. You've got to explain this one to me.
Do you have a horse in this race? I mean, do you have a preference of right versus left?
Well, yeah, I would consider myself a member of the freedom-loving right, yeah.
Okay. I don't consider the right to be freedom loving. I don't see any evidence of that.
Nor the left
in this nation's history, nor the left. I don't really have a horse in this race. I consider both the right and the left to be two sides of the same tyrannical coin. And
I would consider myself to be a constitutionalist, if anything.
Okay. So fine. I mean, that's fine.
It's fine. Yeah, you're right.
So can you explain yourself, Marcus, why you would make that statement about Mein Kampf?
I'd say that most of the people that would consider that Mein Kampf is a book based on sort of bigoted ideologies of hate for particular races and things like that. Full disclosure, I haven't read the thing and have no intention of going through it. I hear it's poorly written. I've read excerpts, and that's all I really know about it.
I haven't read it either, but how I would describe what you just said about the hatred, that comes out of the left wing of this country.
See, I knew you were going to go there, but the lefties...
Well,
the
how
lefties
did you know that, Mark? Explain to me how you knew that.
Okay. Well, because you're going to say that the KKK is just a small percentage of the amount of people that are bigots in this country. That in fact it's all the people on the left, the left side of the paradigm that want to give welfare to ethnically disadvantaged.
I wasn't going to say welfare.
Okay. All right. Here's the reason. My opinion is that the KKK is a group of people that are probably the most overtly racist people in the United States. Those people, I'll bet you, largely vote Republican and would consider themselves to be right wingers, and so therefore I would consider an overtly racist book like Mein Kampf to be a right wing document.
No way, and we can't agree. Adolf Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, right?
We're not agreeing that, or we are agreeing that?
We can't agree on that, right?
I wouldn't know, but I mean, that's my assumption.
Well, let's say history says he wrote it then.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine by that.
He represented things like, one of the first things he did when he took power was institute gun control, total and complete disarmament of the civilian population. The way I see it in this country, that's what the left wants to do constantly. He was a big promoter of, say, abortion. That's one of the main tenets of the left. You have to believe that for religion if you're going to be part of that crowd. He was a big-time environmentalist. I mean, the wacko environmentalists are totally destroying this country.
I couldn't tell you what he thought on abortion or environmental issues, and I was under the impression that he disarmed
trees. I can't dictate to you, Mark, exactly where I read that at. I do a lot of reading, a lot of various sources.
I like clean air and clean water, but that doesn't make me a leftist.
Do a little history, because that is one of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard, that's like describing Mao and Stalin as what do you describe them as, humanitarians?
I call them leftists.
But
the left and the right will use guns to get what they want, dude. I mean, you're aware of that. Like, there's nothing really good about the right in this nation. I haven't seen anything good that they do.
Who
had the Republicans in office from 2000 to 2006. and we got a growth in government. They're just liars.
The right will use guns to get what they want.
Are you kidding? All of them.
I've been around guns all my life, and I've never used a gun.
Oh, you're not a politician.
You're not a politician. You're not a politician. You're just one of these people that thinks that they're good guys. No, I mean, they'll send guys with guns. They'll usually have badges or green fatigues on in order to get what they want.
Don't you agree with that, Rich? Rich, that behind every single government program, whether it's created by the left or the right, that they're all supported by violence?
Ian, I think the definition of government is evil.
Okay. Well, on that much, I think
I don't know that you're a righty, because most righties would not agree with that statement.
Yeah, righties like government.
Like I told you, I'm more of a... I don't play the left-right paradigm. I'm sick of that crap.
You sound like you do.
I'm glad you don't, because it sounded like you picked a side earlier.
No, I believe in my personal freedom.
Okay, good for
I want the government the hell out of my life. And Mein Kampf and Hitler
was
anything other than out of people's
life. So that's because they wanted out of your life.
That describes the left in this country.
Just a point of information, just to make sure. So if you wanted out of your life, how do you feel about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, I'm wondering now what the hell we're doing there.
Okay, so, but you would have supported
it. You want to know how I voted in the last two elections? I voted for George Bush twice.
Hmm. All right, well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259.
George Bush didn't run the last election.
9231, but he was pointing out that he voted for George Bush twice, so.
I certainly the first time around, I was pretty thoroughly fooled. The second time, I was, I couldn't vote, and I endorsed Michael Badnarik.
Yeah, if you're for personal freedom, then why would you vote for George Bush a second time? Would you not have noticed the decimation of various freedoms throughout the first 4 years?
The Swift Boat campaign of Kerry was pretty good. They made Kerry seem like a scary guy.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
But I don't think the way you vote for president even really indicates your politics, because I think it's such a it's such a useless vote anyway. I think that it's really the policymakers on the state level that matter.
So I don't know, is Loeffner a lefty or a righty? I don't think there's even an answer to that question. I don't know.
It seems like the caller was shaving that point pretty thin. But maybe I'm wrong. Whatever. I wouldn't feel bad if somebody finally decided that Hitler was a lefty, but I think if it's most people would describe him as a righty.
I'm curious about that. 800-259-9231. It really doesn't matter to me, right?
Because
what matters to me is whether or not people want to use force on others, and Hitler certainly was in favor of that, as is George Bush and Barack Obama and all the other politicians calling themselves left or right. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features that we have there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the bulletin board system, the wiki. Those are a couple different ways for you to get interactive with the website, interact with other listeners, and also create the content for the pages via the wiki. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com for the BBS and wiki.freetalklive.com for the wiki. And don't forget to go to freestateproject.org. If you love freedom and you are beyond the right-left paradigm, you understand that in order to have liberty in your lifetime, you have to allow other people to have it too. To get that, to not aggress, is a very important factor, and that we need to achieve a society in which aggression is at the very least minimized and hopefully eliminated entirely from human relationships. Go to freestateproject.org. If you love the ideas of freedom and you're willing to do something about it, that is, make the move to New Hampshire and get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Hundreds of them have already made the move, and thousands more are pledged to do so. Over 10,600 participants at this time are in the Free State Project, and Ryder is here with us tonight, who is actually a New Hampshire native.
Correct.
Now, you've been, for the most part. Right. You've been here for pretty much your whole life. And you've kind of been sitting and, well, not sitting, because you've been very active, but you've been watching this this movement grow over the last several years, and has it been a positive experience for you in general?
Oh, definitely. It came at an interesting point in my life. I just graduated high school, and so a lot of my friends were moving away, and I was looking for new opportunities, I guess, and I stumbled upon the show and the movement and got involved and have liked a lot of the people that I've met through it.
Some, not so much, because there's a group of, you know, any group of people, there's going to be some jerks out there. But the good news is the people that are dislikable do tend to leave.
But that's going to happen if I go to college. That's going to happen
absolutely.
If I go to a job and make friends with coworkers. It's going to happen no matter what. So this is it's been a great experience, and it's great to be able to have a pool of people I can talk to if I need to go to a trial for something. I have a list of people I can call and say, do you have an afternoon to come with me? to Vermont for a speeding ticket or something like that.
Not only have you been involved, and by the way, some of the interesting things that have happened as a result of the Free State Project, and as I mentioned, the hundreds of people moving here from all across the country, in some cases around the world, one of the interesting things is it has kind of injected some excitement into the scene, the activism scene here, and people who previously had not been active that had lived here prior to the Free State Project, like yourself or some of the other local activists in the area. They weren't doing much before the Free State Project, and then they kind of got activated, if you will, and became, you know, came out and started doing things. You've run for city council. I believe you're probably going to run again for city council, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
We'll see about that.
And you've done courtroom activism as well. And you actually just shared a story on, I think, your Facebook recently about an intern asking you a question at work. Yeah, what was that all about?
I walked into the intern cubicle this week. We had someone new start at work. And the person says, well, hey, you look familiar. And I said, well, I've grown up in the area and I went to Keene High School, so maybe that's why we ran into each other one time. He said, no, were you on YouTube? I think I saw you fighting a speeding ticket. So I don't know where I didn't go off and find out where the guy found the YouTube,
yeah.
But it would have been Dave Ridley's video of me in one of my first ever courtroom appearances in Keene fighting a speeding ticket. So that was pretty interesting that someone had recognized me from that.
Yeah, and I am curious as to where he would have seen that. And it's also interesting that, you know, different types of people are going to find you in different ways. So some people, maybe the older crowd in Keene is where we're doing the show from, Keene, New Hampshire. Maybe the older crowd is going to be more familiar with you because of your political run, whereas I presume this is a younger person interning, this person found Nick through the YouTube video of him going to court. So kind of interesting. Different activism likely to attract different types of people. And as we continue on here, more and more local folks are getting interested. There's a new lady that's a local that's come into the movement, and she's very excited about getting out there and marketing the ideas of freedom and the activism here. And it's just great. The more we do, the more can be done. The more people move here, the more exciting the opportunities become and the more things become possible. So join the fun over at freestateproject.org. As we go, you mentioned Dave Ridley. He's actually on the line with us. Dave, in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about, I'm taking a slightly new, or at least you could say I'm experimenting with a new direction for the Ridley Report.
Okay, Ridley Report is your video blog, basically, where you are essentially, that's also a news product for the most part, where you are basically going around to different portions of New Hampshire, different activism, you're recording video, you're narrating it, you're putting it online, and you do it in a way that makes it so you can have a really quick turnaround. Very, very little editing is required on your part, and you've been doing it for a long time now, and actually it's a really effective way to bring people into this movement, because a lot of folks are seeing those videos online, and they're coming here and they're saying, I heard about this through Dave Ridley.
Yeah, I've heard about people across the nation watching these things, and I'm subscribed. I think they're awesome.
So what are you doing?
We're trying to do something that's sort of going off mission now a little bit. I'm doing more complex videos and still airing them one a day, but I've tried doing a few that really take a lot of time, and what I've done is it's sort of like I'm digging up like old newsreels, Edward R. Murrow especially, anything about communism, and I'm just re-editing it with all the old audio, but I just use pictures from modern America.
Yeah, I posted one of those up over at freekeen.com a few days ago. People want to get quick access to one of them. I thought it was pretty good. It's an interesting project.
Yeah, it seems like they've gotten a little better as I've done. I've done basically four of them, but they take a great deal of time, so I have decided that I'll continue doing them if somebody wants to promote them effectively, get them more hits, or if somebody wants to specifically sponsor them.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I'm more proud of these than any of the others that I've done. I mean, there's just something magical about that old sound and some of the old video that I still leave in there.
Mm.
The old
I liked it, but I always find the actual news reporting more interesting. Would you say that things are slowing a little bit because of the wintertime and you just don't have as much news to focus on?
I'm swamped with stuff to cover right now, but I wasn't swamped 2 weeks ago when I started doing this.
Gotcha.
I love to see it.
About 2 weeks ago.
I'd love to see Edward R. Murrow there with his kind of lopsided ears and a cigarette in his hand. I think that it just shows how, in the course of a half a century, people's tastes have just entirely switched around here in the United States.
Well, I think he's pretty timeless. He knew what he was doing, and I think he was right about most of the things that you would want to be right about, you know, historically. And the thing, the complaints that he has about the Soviet Union were very valid then, and they're very valid now against the United States government.
Yes. I'd agree with you.
So people can go to RidleyReport.com. They can see what you've been up to and subscribe. It's a YouTube channel, so it's easy to hit the subscribe button up there. And, Dave, what else do you want to focus on?
Before
tonight?
You go on, Dave, don't you get some kind of benefit to people being subscribers rather than just going and looking at your videos?
If someone becomes a subscriber, I guess they're just more likely to see the videos later. The videos get brought to their attention, and it may increase my rankings on YouTube in some form or fashion.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's important to subscribe. I mean, if you see a YouTube channel that you like, it's always a good idea to subscribe to it. So, Dave, anything else you want to share with our audience tonight?
I should be able to think of something, but I can't.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. RidleyReport.com. Dave Ridley, a great guy, an early mover for the Free State Project who has been one of the most active, and I would say most visible personalities of
I'll tell you, media is, as far as I'm concerned, some of the best ways to get active here in the New Hampshire, to be convincing to other people.
Let's continue with your calls. West Valley Ross in Arizona on the Amp Lines. Hello, Ross.
Hey guys. Just wanted to comment on listening to your podcast from a couple of days ago. You were talking about the driver's licenses.
Yes, sir.
And 2 months ago, I moved from my apartment to my house across town here in Phoenix. And the funny thing is all I had to do was go online and update my driver's license, and they sent me a new one. And they had my picture on record. They had my little photo signature and everything. Mm-hmm. And they just sent me a new one in the mail for $4. And so I thought, sweet. I have a dummy driver's license that I could use when I go to bars or rent bowling shoes or, I don't know, whenever it gets out of my sight.
That's excellent news. And let's see, that's in Arizona?
Yeah, in Phoenix. Oh, and of course, the SB 1070. That's a bonus.
What's that?
All that stuff. Anyway, just showing how illegitimate and ridiculous it all is.
It absolutely is, and I thank you for the call tonight, Ross, at 800-259-9231. In fact, I've got a little something about the driver's license that he brought, since he brought that up. Come back with more on that. Take your calls as well. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free. And take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We do give you the features there on the site completely free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. Dozens of categories, a whole bunch of items, pretty much everything you could imagine. They probably sell it. You can go and get your shopping done, even buy used if you want to. Get free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their products, their brand new products. At amazon.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live benefits when you shop through that link. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Totosack, it's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It is a retail grocery bag carrier that is made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and you will not believe how much your life is made easier by having a Totosack. It makes taking the groceries, whether from the store to the car, from the car to the house, or wherever you need to carry grocery bags, whether it's the plastic ones or the recyclable cloth ones or whatever, reusable cloth ones, makes it a heck of a lot easier. Totosack. Get a family pack today. TOTASAK.US. Totosack.
All right. So we had West Valley Ross call up a moment ago to point out that he was easily able to acquire a brand new driver's license simply by going online, changing his address. Paid $4. They sent him a whole new license. Now, somebody had brought up the point, and I don't remember who it was, but it was on the show a few nights back when we were talking about driver's licenses and the reason why they have expiration dates. And the purported reason was to make it so there weren't duplicates out there. I believe this was on the air, and if not, it was off the air.
Yeah.
The purported reason was so that, therefore, the people will know that, that there should only be one, it should be current, and therefore the other one's useless because it's expired for the purpose. Ryder, you're shaking your head.
Well, what I'm going to say is, say you go to the DMV, I lost my license. What are they going to do? They're not going to say you can't have another one until that one would have expired in 2013.
That's a great point. It's
sell
totally
you another
flimsy.
One.
Yeah, it's a totally flimsy reason.
I think you can easily get two or three licenses. In New Hampshire, it'll probably be $50, not $4, but
So
I can see why they want to update the information, like just to make sure you're still at the same address you had. Although they've got some, you know, they have a law that says that you've got to update it in, you know, the first 10 days or something like that. If not, you get a ticket. So you'd think that would take care of it, but it doesn't. I mean, I can tell you I've gone many months and months with the wrong address on my driver's license and like the fact that I do that.
Sure. Well, it's only illegal once you admit to it.
Yeah.
Well, I recently updated my address, and recently in the last year or so, in New Hampshire, and I went to City Hall and said, I need to update my address and my license. They typed into the computer the new address, and they said, it's updated. And I said, well, do I need a new license? And they said, no, just keep your card, and it's updated in the system.
So, oh, really?
Different states are entirely different. I can tell you Florida would have given you a new... you would have waited a very long time to get your driver's license in Florida. You didn't. I know where you went, and it's the lines are relatively short there. But I've been told lies there. I don't like those folks very much. But the lines are relatively short in Florida. You would have waited in a very long line to get a new driver's license.
All right. So there's more about driver's licenses here. Somebody, I think it was actually Rich Angel that linked me over to this. Rich is the guy that was arrested just about a week ago for driving without a license here in Keene. And he's one of the activists that moved up here as part of the Free State Project from Montana, where he did a lot of study on the idea of freedom to travel, the idea that you don't need to beg government's permission in order to be able to operate a car to go from point A to point B. And so he linked me to this over at the American Spectator, which is not a place I would expect to find something like this. It's typically a conservative news magazine. But nonetheless, Eric Peters writes, why do we even bother with driver's licenses at all? They're certainly not a measure of even minimal competence as a driver. You take a written and now digital test that Forrest Gump could pass, along with maybe a cursory road test that takes place in the parking lot of the DMV.
And this is all done when, you know, years and years ago.
Yeah, this is what happened to me. A 12-year-old could pass these tests. More to the point, adults far less competent than the average 12-year-old routinely pass these tests. They have a driver's license, all right, but calling them drivers is generous. The sale fawn added smoothie doing 80 in a... I don't know what that means. Sale fawn addled smoothie. Do you know what that means?
No.
Smoothie? What's a smoothie?
I have no idea.
Well, anyway, doing 80 in a snowstorm, Buick in the left lane refusing to move right, double yellow crossing, half-blind, inattentive, taco-eating marginality of the average driver Americanus is known the world over. So why do we bother with them at all? Because in the U.S., a driver's license is really an ID card, a sort of internal passport that we're all compelled to carry. And
well, it's also something that they can take away if you don't pay their fines. You know, they have these fines for, you know, disobeying their little rules or whatever. And if you don't pay, then they can take away your right to drive.
And that'll get you in more trouble if you decide to.
It doesn't have really anything to do with the competence of your driving. It has more to do with control of your driving.
And he says you'll have to produce them upon demand. It has very little to do with driving and much to do with hurting us like the cattle we become. And he's right about that as a general statement that in more places, more governments are becoming expecting towards people to hand over their papers upon demand. Now, whether it's legal or not at this point is, I think, in question. In a lot of places, it's entirely legal, as I understand it, and I'm not a lawyer, but in a lot of places, it's entirely legal for people who are, say, the passenger in a car to not have ID. It's not their responsibility to have ID on them, but yet the police will demand it. They will ask for it.
Oh, they'll ask for it because they love running their ID checks.
Absolutely. They want to find somebody with a warrant or whatever. But also, if you're on the street, you don't have to have identification. However, tell that to the cops in Philadelphia, where over 200,000 people were stopped in just a year's time alone, stopped and frisked. And you better believe those people are having their ID demanded of them as well.
While walking?
Yeah, while walking on the street. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, there's this huge stop and frisk campaign where they're just shaking down people because they don't like the way they look, because they're black or Hispanic or something like that, or poor. And it's policy. It's police policy. So, of course, they're catching a bunch of drug users, etc. But you know they're demanding people's IDs as well. Now, whether they can charge them with something if they don't have an ID, that's another question. Maybe they've tried that in some places, but that's the direction things are moving toward. More checkpoints, more demands for papers. Anyway, he goes on to say, do I go too far? Well, see how far you can go without a driver's license, even if you never get behind the wheel of a car. Banks want to see your driver's license before they'll open an account, which you need to cash your check from your employer, who won't hire you unless you produce the government-issued internal passport, which you also can't board an airplane without, and do many other things besides.
They have these things called state IDs, too.
That's
that,
true.
Essentially look like driver's licenses, but...
Without the driver's permit.
Yeah, you're not permitted to drive.
All of which, but that still makes this point. It's an ID. It's an ID card. All of which have exactly zilch to do with operating a motor vehicle. Of course, it was the Germans who invented the driver's license. He says, stifle the PC outrage. Your angry correspondent is ethnically Volkdeutsch as sauerkraut. So he's a German, apparently. The first one was issued to Carl Benz for his Motorwagen in 1888. And like so many other not-so-great ideas from the fatherland, it migrated to the homeland not too many years later. The Germans have a DNA-encoded fetish for controlling things, including other humans. Again, stifle the PC outrage. I understand the German mindset because I grew up within it and am plagued by it myself. It takes an everyday act of will to remind myself that other people are not my playthings and that they have as much right to do as they please, provided they're not harming anyone, of course, as I do. Anyhow, we now have to carry around these infernal internal passports that have nothing to do with driving ability in order for the authorities, government and corporate, to be able to identify, record, and process us. Like the Fourth Amendment and other former freedoms that we've surrendered over the years, the freedom to travel thus no longer exists in this country. Even if you're on foot, you can expect trouble if you cross paths with a representative of the Scheisse Polizei, or the Scheisse Heights Police, who for no reason or for any reason demands you show me some ID and you don't happen to have any. Doesn't matter that you're just walking to the store or whatever and haven't done a thing to warrant suspicion of criminal conduct, the old standard which has long since been thrown in the woods. Yes, I know that technically in some states the law still says that the law still says that they have to have some sort of articulable probable cause. See how much that helps when the SD man is tasering you, or worse, for resisting, or whatever he'll say that you were doing. In fact, in the real world, possessing an ID, a driver's license, is a functional necessity, not simply to transact day-to-day business, but to avoid becoming the star player in the next YouTube video episode of Don't Tase Me, Bro. It's weird. Almost none of us question the idea, the basic idea, of being made to carry a driver's license / ID card. Even as many of us have lately erupted in anger, and rightly so, over the TSA's creepy and degrading low-rent porno scan and feels. Well, maybe we ought to. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I happen to agree with that, and that's why I fully support the people that engage in the right-to-travel activism, where they decide they're going to travel with or without the government's permission. More coming up. You take control. Hour number three is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.